Since 2011, American Giant has been making everyday clothing with extraordinary effort. Not in far-off factories, but right here in the USA. We obsess over fabrics, fit, and details, because if you're going to wear it every day, it should feel great and last for years. From the cut of a hoodie to the finishing of a seam, nothing is overlooked. Our supply chain is tight-knit and local, which means less crisscrossing the country and more care in every step. The result is durable clothing, t-shirts, hoodies, sweatpants, and denim that become part of your life season after season. This isn't fast fashion, it's clothing made with purpose by people who care as much about how it's made as how it fits. Get 20% off your first order with code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20.
And this new self-talk, new things you're saying to yourself about yourself, new things that you're saying to yourself that allows you to be a different support system, a different friend, a different spouse, a different colleague, a coworker. This is what's so exciting is that, you know, we realize that, oh my gosh, we're new. Like, we're new because of our new residence. We're new because of the new places that we're visiting, and it's allowing us to have different conversations. Like, you went on a girls' trip a few weeks ago.
Yeah. And, well, I go every year.
Yeah, but you came back with new things you were excited about talking about, the new foods, the new places y'all went, and the new experiences, and the new coffee shop you found. And that's what I'm saying, it was new. So you had new energy.
If you're a go-getter, faith-driven, and family-focused, and need to break through to your next level, this is the podcast for you. Your self-talk can reshape every area of your life. It's time to dream and think big. Welcome to the Self-Talk Experience with Darnell and Tracy Self. It's time to elevate, baby. Let's get into the show.
Welcome to the Self-Talk Experience. We are back. How are you today, babe?
We are back. I'm doing amazing.
Darnell and Tracy Self here with the Self-Talk Experience, where the things you say to yourself about yourself will eventually attract what you have for yourself.
That's right. Exactly right, guys. And listen, we are so, so excited. We are doing something new.
Yes.
Yes, I mean.
Is that what we're talking about today?
Yeah. That's what we're talking about today.
Let's talk about doing something new.
Something new. When's the last time you did something for the first time?
Wow, that's a good question.
Yeah.
Because that could go for so many facets of our lives, right?
Yep.
That could be with relationships, with business, with your children, just in general.
Yeah. And you know what's so funny is that you're so enthusiastic and excited about that because the old Tracy, and I'm only bringing this up for reference, not to pull you back into who you used to be, but the old Tracy would not be excited about change, would not be excited about new, would not be, right? Just because there's so much unknown, there's so much uncertainty about new.
Well, sometimes for me, the definition of change and the definition of new sometimes don't go together. Sometimes they do. Mm. Sometimes you're making a change to do something new, and sometimes you're just trying something new. So I don't know if those go together. I don't like change. But I do like trying new things.
Okay.
If that makes sense.
Yeah. So if you already like sushi, you're not changing to a different cuisine. You're trying a new place that serves sushi.
Or I may be trying raw sushi because I like cooked sushi.
Mm.
That's doing something new. Mm. It's not changing. I'm giving up sushi. That's change. That's a change.
Right.
It's also new though.
Right.
So sometimes they go together, sometimes they don't.
Yeah, I don't know about that one because there's always change and new. It's just how much change, right? Because if you're trying a different form of the cuisine, like even how it's prepared, that's still a change. If you're going to a new place, it's still a change. Maybe not as drastic as going from pizza to sushi, but you're still going to a how it's prepared.
There's always change in new, but there's not always new in change.
Ooh, hold up.
That's what I'm trying to get in.
Like, say that again. Say that again. Hold up.
There's not always change in new, but there's always new in change. Like, is that what I said?
Yeah.
Or did I mix it up?
I don't know.
Now I don't even know if I said it the same way.
Yeah, but, no, that's good though. That's good though.
That's what I'm trying to.
I know. We're saying the same thing.
Yes, but that's what I'm trying to get to.
Yeah.
To make you understand.
No. We're saying the same thing. I think we're saying the same thing because, you know, when you are, when we do new, let's talk about us.
Okay.
Because people often ask, man, how do you keep so much energy, like energy with the relationship, energy in throughout your day?
Right.
And it's because I'm always doing something new. Mm-hmm. This is what I mean by that. Like, my mode of operation and what we do, I market, right? Mm-hmm. And so I share information. I educate people on legal services and identity theft services.
Okay.
So that's the same. But who I'm talking to is new. That person, that's a new person. So that means new objections, new concerns, new in ways that I have to inspire them to start believing in themselves if they've never owned their own business before. So even though it's the same, it's new every day.
That's exactly what we're trying to say. You're not changing what you're doing. You're changing the way you're doing it in a new way.
And who I'm doing it with and for.
Right, that's why
I said we're saying the same thing there. But it's still new. But it's still newness, right? And I think that's what we're getting at. Like, I'm inspired because today I get to hear a new story.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Right? Mm-hmm. And it allows me to say, wow, I can't wait for this person to be out of that situation, because they're like sharing with me the challenges they currently face and their personal challenges. So it's impacting their professional life too. And I thought, man, how much of a blessing is this? This is my own self-talk.
Uh-huh.
That I get to find the leadership within me to be able to figure out how to help guide this person navigate around the personal issues they're currently having to help them to have the professional success. Because not everyone's had the same challenges that come to me.
Mm-hmm.
It also causes me to dig deep and figure out, how do I figure out a new way to help this person? Still systems in place, right? They're still kind of the same, right? Find out, be a great listener. Mm-hmm. Find out what their pain points are. Find out what their motivation is. So some of that's the same, but it's new because some of the issues are new. And that gets me excited every day to know that I get to help a new person do something new for the first time that perhaps they hadn't done, to give them new results that they currently don't have. That feels good.
Yes, I think that's great that we're on this line of talk, because a lot of times we can feel stuck and we can feel stuck in what we're doing. So what you're saying is a perfect example of still doing what you like to do, or sometimes what we have to do, right? But finding a new way to do it.
Yeah.
If you feel stuck because you have been going to the same job place or the same occupation for years, and you wake up and you don't have the same enthusiasm, that's something you have to do, but how can you do it in a new way?
Yeah.
Right? I don't know. Maybe buy something new, wear something, try different outfits, or go a different route.
Yeah.
Or you go to the same place every day for lunch, but maybe go to a different place for lunch, like you said, or try something new at that same place. I just think sometimes we're so stuck, we don't realize we still have to be in the situation, but we can look at it differently and treat it differently. Mm-hmm. And that'll give us a whole new level of energy that we can function even better at a higher level.
Yeah. And I think, you're spot on, by the way. And I feel good about us stretching ourselves and each other to do that. Because, if you don't have someone around you that pushes you to, hey, give it a shot. Like, go for it. Then you do find yourself doing the same way, the same thing, the same way all the time, because no one's saying, hey, try this. Just try it. Before you say you don't like it, give it a try. Now, don't get me wrong. Like, if you know, absolutely, I don't like heights. I'm not riding a roller coaster.
That's different.
Feel good about saying new things about the old thing you've always experienced. Uh-huh. For example, if I don't like, I happen to like roller coasters, but let's say I don't like roller coasters anymore.
Mm-hmm.
That's something new. Now,
I don't know if I like roller coasters anymore.
Oh, see, that's what I'm saying. That's new.
That's new. I used to love them.
Right, but
I used to love them.
And that's what I'm saying. Be okay with that. Well, that's what I'm saying. Be okay with that too. We're not saying go do new things that you dislike. Like, if you're like, look, when you get older and you want to try skiing for the first time, you don't heal the same as trying it when you're in your 20s.
Sure.
Right? So it's okay to say, I'm going to snow tube. Right? Where I don't have the potential to have the same injuries.
Or buy a cute snowsuit and sit inside by the fireplace.
I knew you were going to say that.
And have some coffee.
I knew you were going to say that. But again, look, being new and doing something new may be speaking up for yourself. Right? Like, speak like, not interested.
Yeah.
With no justification.
Yeah.
No, not interested, but y'all have fun. And that's being good. A supporter of someone who wants to do the new thing that you've chosen not to do. What great self-talk is that? To build up your confidence where you're like, hey, I'm here to support you. Mm-hmm. Like, if someone drinks alcohol and you don't, like, hey, look, you know, go for it. Without judgment, you do you and you'll have a glass of cranberry juice. But it doesn't mean that you want to start doing something new that goes against your beliefs, that goes against your wishes. So that's not what we're saying here. I just want to make sure your self-talk is good with allowing other people to do new, even if it doesn't align with your new. Now, it may mean that you don't go to the amusement park, right? If they were like, we're going to be riding roller coasters, like, hey, listen, you guys have fun. Enjoy yourself. Honestly, don't feel bad for me. And maybe that's new for you because you used to make people feel guilty when they wanted to do something you didn't want to do.
Yeah, but it's so funny. Also, you can, the best type of person for me, we have some friends that never liked amusement parks, but every time we went, they always went. They were the ones who held the drinks and the stuffed animals, and they were just as excited for us to get off the ride to say, how was it? Did you guys have fun? Your slushie didn't melt. I was holding it, or I went and got you a new one. Or sometimes they would even have snacks for us. We stood in line and here's some popcorn we knew you guys would want. So I love that too. So even if you're not the person that wants to do it, being excited and being there for whoever is around you that is.
Yeah. Right? And that's
the same energy that we're talking about.
That's what
energy.
We're talking about.
Talking about new energy.
Yeah.
So if something that you don't want to do, still giving that energy to somebody else, right?
And this is what I love about, you know, like as entrepreneurs, my wife and I have been entrepreneurs since we were in our 20s, right? Mm-hmm. So as entrepreneurs, you don't know what your check's going to be the next week, right? Sometimes it's hard to determine.
Yeah.
Which is different than when we worked at our job. We knew exactly what our check was going to be. And so entrepreneurship is not for everybody.
Right?
Because some folks would stress out so much not knowing what that next check is going to be.
But you're saying don't stress me out just because I'm not stressed out.
That's exactly what I'm saying.
Be happy for me.
That's exactly what I'm saying.
Right.
Like,
I get it.
Right, because I'm the type of person, I would stress knowing what my check is going to be. Like, hold up, you mean you're going to tell me how much I'm worth next week?
But somebody's the exact opposite.
That's my point. And I'm not, and this
and
is
why. Okay.
And this is what I'm saying. But some of my fellow entrepreneurs, they're like, you know, J-O-B is just over broke. Right, and I used to be that person. Right?
Yeah, but that's not nice.
That's my point. I've grown. My self-talk is different.
Yeah.
I allow myself to be at a place where I'm just genuinely happy for the person who's happy doing. Now, if you don't like what you're doing and you're still doing it, then you can't keep complaining and expect for someone to support your complaints, right? But if you love what you do and you're passionate about it and it's not even about the money, then who is someone else who perhaps is making more money to make you feel guilty or bad that you're making less money, but you love what you do? You know what I mean? And I think and that could be new. This is what we're saying. This new self-talk, new things you're saying to yourself about yourself, new things that you're saying to yourself that allows you to be a different support system, a different friend, a different spouse, a different colleague, a coworker. This is what's so exciting is that, you know, we realize that, oh my gosh, we're new. Like, we're new because of our new residence. We're new because of the new places that we're visiting, and it's allowing us to have different conversations. Like, you went on a girls trip a few weeks ago.
Well, I go every year.
Yeah, but you came back with new things you were excited about talking about, the new foods, the new places y'all went, and the new experiences, and the new coffee shop you found. And that's what I'm saying, it was new. So you had new energy.
That's
so I'm not even saying you got to do it with somebody, the self-talk. But I was excited that you were excited.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And I was excited to hear your enthusiasm about what you experienced. And I think that's what we have to get to, guys. I like allow someone else to be excited about their new, even if their new is not your new. So your new, what you experienced wasn't my new, but I was excited for you.
Right.
And that's you know what I mean? And that's not always easy, right? With social media, people comparing themselves. We've talked about that in a previous episode.
Right.
You know, people are judging and they feel less than because they feel like they can't compete with someone who has more than. And and so we're saying don't allow that to diminish our impact your enthusiasm and excitement about their new, about what's happening in their life. So I just love to celebrate people regardless. If you're happy about your achievement, it could be a $10 achievement, not a $10 million achievement. And guess what? You're happy, I'm happy for you. I'm applauding you as your number one fan. And I think that's the self-talk that we have to have with ourselves. So we're not unintentionally saying to folks, so is that it? That's all? Right. And they thought it was here. They were like, oh my gosh. You were like, and now all of a sudden they start second guessing what they were once excited about, which was new to them. And because you're like, you know those people that one up you?
Yep.
You know what I'm talking about? You're excited to tell them about, I don't know, let's just say California. And they were like, oh yeah, I go to California all the time. And so the first saying, because it's self-talk, right? It's like, first celebrate. Oh my God, that's so exciting. What part you go to? Right. Southern or Northern?
Right.
Southern. Oh my gosh, what'd you see? Oh, I saw the Hollywood sign for the first time in my life. I did this. I saw New Edition's star on the what is
Walk
that called?
Fame.
Walk of Fame.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Before you get into, oh yeah, I go to California every year.
Oh yeah, I've done that.
Right.
Yeah.
That's not the first thing we say.
Right.
Right? Or what we're teaching today, it shouldn't be the first thing.
Yeah.
Celebrate that person. Allow their newness to be exciting because it was exciting for them.
Right.
So, and then go do your own new. Maybe that's something new. Something new you do is not one up.
And then everything you're saying is perfect, but don't do it in a way where you say, if you like it, I love it. Because we all know that. If somebody says, if you like it, I love it.
What does that mean?
They don't really like it. It's not kind to say.
Oh, man. Well, listen, guys, we just wanted to jump on this self-talk episode to encourage you to do something perhaps for the first time that you have. You know what I mean? Just something. And let that new inspire you. Let it get you excited about the potential of the second step if you took one step. Man, and sometimes we often say how you do one thing sometimes starts to bleed over into areas, so it'll determine how you do everything.
Yep, absolutely.
And so what we're saying is that if you find yourself taking one step, and let's just say going to a new restaurant, then you may find yourself trying a new meal. And if you find yourself trying a new meal, you may find yourself open to a new opportunity. And you find yourself open to a new opportunity, now you find yourself being able to travel to places that you'd never gone before, that's new. See, all this new equals another new, which may open doors that you didn't even know were located in that room before.
That's good.
Yeah. All right, guys, this has been another episode of the Self-Talk Experience, and hopefully you guys are gaining some insights, some philosophies that help you to say better things to yourself about yourself, so there you'll be able to attract better things for yourself.
Yes. Yeah. And if you want to try something new, call us. We have something for you. You may or may not be interested.
It only takes about 15 minutes. See you guys. God bless.
Thank you for listening to the Self-Talk Podcast with Darnell and Tracy Self. We hope you enjoyed. Be sure to rate and review this podcast on your favorite podcast listening platform. And we'll see you next time. And remember, talk good to yourself.